Hey everybody, welcome. Today we are going to be talking about injuries. Have you ever had an injury when you have gone on your health and fitness journey? And how do you handle it? Do you handle it like a pro, or do you handle it a little bit, hesitantly? And rightfully so, right? We got to make sure that we handle injuries the correct way. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Also, we're going to do some catchphrase today, and we're going to talk a little bit about my journey. I'll probably try to weave my journey in there so that we are not spending too much time on my journey, but you kind of see how it interrelates to why I talk about these things. All right, let's get into catchphrase. Woo, that's a tongue twister. So here's how it goes. I have two words. I get 1 minute. Let me pull this up here and pull up the timer. And essentially, I have a word that I'm going to do whatever I can to have you guess what it is. And if you can guess what it is, put it in the comments below, and then I will let you know if you got it right or wrong. Okay? So let's do that right now. So here's the first one. Where's my timer? I got it here, and are you ready? Because here we go. This is gonna be tough. The first one. Oh, do I remember? Oh, yes, okay, ready, set, go. Okay. Can you tell me what this is? And all of a sudden I drew a blank. I'm like, so many things flew through my head. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So there's this, and then there's, and, okay. All right. You can go to this in the summer, and it's super hot. You can use towels. You usually lay on one. And yes, what is it? Oh, there's the timer. Okay, let's reset. So that's the first one. Can you tell me what that is? All right, you ready for the next one? All right, let me get the timer ready. And what is it? Okay, all right, ready, set, go. Okay, so there's 50 of them. And you live in it, and it helps us identify where you live in the country, but not very detailed where you know where you live. You got to zoom out, and there's 50 of them. And each one has its own flag and its own bird. And each one, so I chose an easy topic, of course. Hopefully you still get it. And, what else could I say about it? That's all I've got. All right, there's the timer anyways. Whew, I was running out there. Hopefully you got that. Again, if you know what the answer is, please leave a comment to tell me what it is that you think those were. All right. I apologize for the, quality of the video, because I'm still working on the, the software. For some reason, it tweaked out on me. And yeah, that's why you had the skip of the images not too long ago. So I froze up, but anyways, I'll work on getting this better. But, if you're not familiar who I am, my name is Angelo, and I'm here to share my health and fitness journey in order to inspire you and to take action, or even help you understand maybe some things you could do to help you on your health and fitness journey. If you haven't already, please make sure you subscribe and follow. And if you like what you hear in the episodes like tonight and previous ones, please share it with other people. And tonight, like I said, we're going to be talking about injuries. So injuries, my goodness, I could probably spend a whole day talking about injuries because there's so many things that come with an injury. Like, what's that saying that goes, like, when things are calm, yeah, we can all succeed. But when things go wrong, like an injury, then we are testing our true selves in the face of adversity. So when we face injuries, a lot of what you do in response to that really shows how you deal with these types of things. And typically what I see when somebody gets injured is they close up. They put a wall down and say, shop's closed, we're not doing this. And either you end up giving up or you end up delaying your progress. Now, before I tell you any of the things that I do, of course, injuries can be very serious and should be treated very seriously. And if you have an injury, you should always seek a doctor's, a doctor's advice. You want to check that out first. But if you get to the point where you can feel comfortable about you knowing your body, and that's the whole point of all this, is for you to know your own body, then you are going to be able to step it up. There's a time when you start exercising that your body sort of simulates an injury and you think you're injured. It's hard to tell the difference. It's hard to tell the difference between, and there's many different injuries. There's real ones that really need medical attention. Those are probably pretty obvious. Then there's the ones that are like borderline. They could be serious, but we're not sure. And then you have the ones that are not really serious, but they feel serious. And that first one's really tricky because you don't know until you try it out a little bit to push it. And some of you individuals out there, you like to push things and kind of move forward because you don't want to lose the momentum. And I get that. But that's a whole, like, again, I could spend days talking about injuries. But here's what we want to do. If you can, you feel brave enough. Again, work with your doctors first. But if you can, this is the best way to handle, in my opinion, an injury. Is whatever you did, you gotta back it off and give it a try first. What I mean is, let's say I injured my arm and it's not feeling so well. When I go out there and let's say I have to do push-ups the next day, my arm still, let's say, hurts. And let's say I just started exercising. I may get some pains, like muscle pains. I may get some spasms and all that stuff, because I'm pushing those muscles, especially for those of you who are doing extreme programs, that might be your experience. But how do you know if it's a real injury or not? You don't. You really don't know until you try pushing it a little bit. Because if you, like, say, did a ton of push-ups, the next day you're gonna be hurting, like, right in here, and usually right in that area. The next day you're going to feel in pain and you're not going to want to do it. But what you'll realize is if you started doing it, the pain actually goes away and you're fine. But you don't really know how bad the injury is until you test it. So when I used to train runners, and one of the things that I did and when I was running myself was that I would sort of like ease into it. Let's say I twisted an ankle. Really easy to do as a runner. It's like one of the easiest things that happens. And it's one of the most aggravating ones because it's like so dumb because it's like, how'd that happen? Like, I remember running through my yard one time and I must have just caught like this one little thing, just a little off. Twisted my foot a little bit, twisted my ankle, and it hurt really bad. But how did I solve it? Well, you have like different ways, but here's what I did. The next day I went out and I tried to run on it. First I walked. Once I felt that to see how I was feeling, then I picked it up to a little run. Now I'm feeling to make sure to see if it's going to actually feel better after I run a little bit. If it didn't feel better, so there's three things, right? It feels better, it feels the same, or got worse. If it gets worse, I'm backing off for sure, right away. If it feels the same, I'm gonna keep continuing to do what I'm doing. If it gets better, of course, I'm gonna go and run in this scenario. Again, you can use this scenario for anything that you're doing, but I'm just using running as the example because that's what I have the experience with. Now, if it gets worse or stays the same, I would give it a week. If it's getting worse, then you gotta go see a doctor. If it's not getting better, our bodies are meant to heal itself. It's made to do that. If you get an injury, your body's supposed to heal it. So if over time it hasn't healed, then we know we have a true problem. So what we want to do is really sift out the true problems and the things that we can exercise through in order to keep our momentum going. But if we're really injured, we gotta back off, right? So if I'm feeling worse, I'm backing off immediately. Maybe my run goes back to a walk. If I can't walk, right? If I can't walk, then I'm gonna rest. And if I can't rest, meaning after a week or 3 days, I'm not getting better just by resting and not moving, then I'm going to the doctors. But I find this sort of like scale really helpful in the journey. And especially when you get injured, because you want to know, like, where are you on the scale? And if you could put like a scale of 1, 2, 3. I'm kind of making this up here because I have another scale, but I think that's for runners, and I just want to make this more sort of general for everybody. So you could have a scale like 1, 2, 3. 3 is you're able to do the workout perfectly, no pain. 3 is you can't do the workout, you can't walk, you can't, even resting it hurts. And over time, like 3 days to 5, it's not getting better. That's a 3. A 2 is that it could be feeling painful, but you're able to get through it and you're not feeling worse. And you don't have to slow down from a walk to, you don't have to go down to a walk or rest completely. And a 1 is you're able to kind of push through. It's there, but you're not sure if it's like a mental injury, but or a real injury. You know, it's kind of like that gray area. And then before that, 0 means you're just good. You're good to go. Let's go. And that scale, 0, 1, 2, 3, should be used. And then I usually give it like a week. If after a week, like I feel neutral, let's say I feel neutral and I'm going out there running and day 2, 3, 4, 5, I'm feeling neutral, then I'm gonna back it off the next week and see what happens if I give it a rest after a week. If it doesn't still feel better, like then I go try it out again. If I still don't feel better after that week, then I'm going to the doctors. And that's just the way it is. And then, but if you can keep progressing, you're feeling better, and don't lie to yourself because it will catch up to you for sure. I find that this is the best way to handle injuries that you may come across. If you want more detail, I can give you that, but please let me know. If you think this is gonna help somebody, please let them know, share it with them. I think this is like one of the most important things to help people keep consistent in their health and fitness, because usually when injuries happen, we wanna shut down, back away and say, see, I can't exercise. It's an easy excuse to get out of something that you don't wanna do. And if that's the case, I mean, if it's an injury, it's an injury for sure. But if that's the case, you're really deep down, you're looking for an excuse to get out of exercising, then you got to change up what you're doing, because it's your body sending signals saying, hey, I'm bored. This isn't good. I don't like this. This is too much. There's so many things. So take that into consideration. Yeah, and I guess that's where I'm at. I'm not injured in my health and fitness journey. Actually, the week is coming down. If anything I'm suffering on is water. I have not been drinking enough water throughout the day, which is very disappointing. I'm disappointed in myself with that. But other than that, I'm feeling pretty good. I feel great. I don't feel like I'm starving anymore or anything. Although I do have to say, smelling spices and stuff, seasonings, is really good, and that helps battle. But man, when the family or people get together and there's like food that smells delicious, whoo, is it so tempting? Just grab one fry. But not yet. My time will come. Until then, I'm gonna hold off, stick to the plan, and not deviate. All right? You're my accountability partner. Every day I show up here, I know I have to be accountable for my day and kind of explain what's going on. So I know if I ate that fry, how you would feel. Okay. You'd probably be a little forgiving, but you shouldn't be. You should be like, Angela, we got to get this. We got to stay on track. We got to keep going. Yes, it's tough. What can we do to mix it up? What's making it tough? Let's dive deep. Let's work it out. Okay. That's it. So I'm curious how I'm going to scoot through this week. By Tuesday, how much I'm going to lose, gain, stay the same. I'm curious what my body's going to do and react to that. Okay. Again, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you like it, please like it so I know what you are looking forward to. Also, please leave a comment of something you'd like me to share or help out with you in the future and make a future episode on it. Okay? That would be very helpful. Also, I have one question for you all out there. If you could answer one question for me and just direct message me. If you're listening to this on YouTube, you can put a comment down, or you can find me on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook and message me directly, or just put it in a comment. If you're on the podcast, please go to one of those other platforms and let me know. If you're a busy woman trying to figure out how to fit exercise and fitness into your lifestyle, what are the top five issues that you face? I'm curious what that is. I'm doing a quick survey, and I'd love to hear what the top five. You don't have to list five. List as many as you like. List 10 if you want. But if you could let me know, what is the top factors that prevent you from including health and fitness in your journey? Or if you do include health and fitness in your journey, but you continuously yo-yo diet, please tell me your top concerns. And I'd be curious what that is. I have a feeling, but I want you to confirm my gut. Okay? All right. Have a good night. Have a good night. And I will see you tomorrow.